Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody dealing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it for myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. My homie could do it. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me.
Somebody ought to give them glory.
Glory.
Anybody know it's not a winner?
Yes.
Anybody know it's not a winner?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thine the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God, the glory.
Revive.
God, we need you to revive us. I'm going to do it again, Aaron. Hallelujah. Thine the glory.
About your goodness, how you keep on making a way for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He redeemed us. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we say thank you. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God that laid his life down for each and every one of us so we could live and have our being. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, with a humble heart and stretched out arms this morning. Have your way in our lives today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in our lives today, to rule and reign in our church services on today. Have your way, Lord God. Because this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice. And we just stop by to say thank you. Thank you for your blood that you shed it on Calvary. Thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to lift up your name today. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to praise you for your joy and power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be glorified. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say how awesome you are, how amazing you are, how beautiful you are, how blameless you are. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We're your clay, and you are potter. You are molding us, Lord God. So continuously mold us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives today. And we say thank you. We lift up the visionary to this line, Father God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We just have to say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. We stop by to say how much we love you today, Lord God. How much we need you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over every house that's represented on this line today, Lord God. And we say thank you for keeping your arms around us all as we slept in slumber last night. Did no harm or danger come to us, and we say thank you. Oh, we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living, and we say thank you. We come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say have your way today, Lord God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today. Be a fence around them, Father God. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, keeping them from all harm and danger. We say thank you, Lord God. Plead the blood of Jesus all over Saginaw, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, Father God. Oh, we say bless your name today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over Atlanta, Georgia today, Father God. Oshkosh, have your way in Oshkosh on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by here in Chicago. Hallelujah, Lord God. Stop by in the name of Jesus. Stop by in Harvey today, Lord God. Heal and deliver your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. The mighty know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are bright and morning star in a dark situation, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. That no weapon formed against your children shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up Biden and Harris to you and their families, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, draw them near to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And place the right people in their path, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. We thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today for your healing power, for your delivering power, for your redeeming power, your repairing power. Hallelujah, Lord God. You repair mending broken hearts on today, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Yes, you are Dr. Jesus, the great physician. Oh, we say thank you, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Lift up our neighbors to you today, Father. Have your way in our neighbors today, Lord God. In our neighborhoods, Lord God. And we say thank you. Stop by the penitentiaries on today, Father God. Stop by the county jails on today, Father God. Heal and deliver your people, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. We lift up the homeless to you today, Father God, all over the land, Lord God. Oh, open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open, Lord God. Oh, they need a touch from you today, God. They need a touch from you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the hospitals on today. Go from floor to floor and room to room and create miracle signs and wonders on today, Lord God. Have your way, Father God. In the nursing homes on today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Let your will be done. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You did it for the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. You did it for the lady with bent over for 18 years, Lord God. You know respect the person. And you know respect to healing. You did it then, you'll do it again. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you changed not, Father. And we say thank you. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to tear down strongholds this morning. Strongholds of depression, oppression, strongholds of suicide. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. To rule and reign and redeem. Hayodoshaka. Oh, we come to bless your name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. That we are better and not bitter. That we know we are the victors and no longer the victims. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. Have your way in our services on today, Lord God. Have your way in our homes on today, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And we say thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood over all means of transportation today, from the buses to the cars to the trains to the planes today, Lord God. Keep your people, hallelujah, in your keeping care. We say thank you. Oh, we lift up the Matthew family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the oldest to the youngest, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless your name today, Lord God. Father, we are nothing without you. Father, we can do nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength today. We thank you for your peace today. In the mighty name of Jesus. They're having a marathon here in Chicago. They cover them all, Lord God, with the blood. Keep them, Lord God, as they run this marathon, Father God. Cover and keep them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Thank you for them running the marathon, Father God. Have your way in their lives as they run this morning, Father God. Keep them all safe from all harm and danger, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. No weapon will form against them as they run today, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping them safe. In the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare your promises, Lord God. You said when we decree and declare things, it is established. So we thank you right now, Father God, that you're keeping the runners safe right now, God. You're keeping them safe from, in the name of Jesus, from unseen and no danger right now, God, will come to them as they run, Father God. Have your way in the marathon. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God, we magnify you, oh, Father God, for who you are, Father God.
Father, we give you all the glory.
Go ahead.
You can continue, Elder.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this room.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God, in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your healing power and word and presence going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Defeating the hand of the enemy, oh, Father God, and also, oh, Father God, the spirit of death. Oh, Father God, we counsel that spirit decrees in this hour, oh, Father God, and we decree and declare, oh, Father God, that your presence and your glory, oh, Father God, shall manifest itself, oh, Father God, and those situations, oh, Father God, that the enemy, oh, Father God, is trying to produce in this hour, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God, in this time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, oh, Father God, we magnify you, we glorify you, we honor you, oh, Father God. Father God, we honor you, oh, Father God, for your desire, divine wisdom and understanding, oh, Father God, because you are our shepherd, oh, Father God. You will not lack any good thing, oh, Father God, that you have created destined for us in our life, oh, Father God, because you, oh, Father God, desire for all good things, oh, Father God, to come to us, oh, Father God, because you shine the light, oh, Father God, on darkness, and the light that you shine upon darkness, oh, Father God, with your love that you have for us, oh, Father God, you destroy those things that's not conducive for our life, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for establishing those things upon our life, oh, Father God. But as we walk and move and have our being, oh, Father God, we understand, oh, Father God, that we are joint heirs with you, O Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, and that you, O Father God, are keeping us, O Father God, in all our ways, O Father God, even, Father God, in the secret thoughts within our mind, O Father God, even when we are thinking within ourselves, with you, through you, and for you, you correct those things within us, O Father God, in our thoughts, O Father God, even, O Father God, when we deal with the deep things of you, O Father God, the deep thing, because deep call it unto deep, O Father God. You are there in the midst, O Father God, of pointing out and correcting and directing, Father God, the way that we should think, move, go, and have our being in you, O Father God, because your presence, O Father God, is very vital. Vitally needed in this hour, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in your people, O Father God. We thank you for the transformation, O Father God, that you are instilling within your people, O Father God, in this hour, O Father God. Because those things, O Father God, that is needed, O Father God, are greatly needed in this dispensation season and time, O Father God. Because in your word in Romans, O Father God, you say, do not be conformed to this world, O Father God, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, O Father God, and by testing and understanding and following the Holy Spirit, which will guide us into all truth, O Father God, teaching us and showing us that we may discern, O Father God, the deceptiveness of the enemy, what is the will of you, Father God, and what is good at this time and acceptable, O Father God, and perfect in this dispensation and season and time. Because, Father God, in your word, you say there's a time and a season for everything up under the sun, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for giving us that discernment, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for giving us peace, O Father God, because in your word, O Father God, you says that perfect peace, O Father God, is manifested within us, O Father God, when our mind is stayed upon you, Father God, and following you and listening to you, having an ear to hear what you have to say, O Father God, in this hour, O Father God. Because though we may walk, O Father God, in the flesh, O Father God, here upon this earth, O Father God, we are not waging war, O Father God, the way, O Father God, that the enemy may try to instill in us to fight, O Father God, according to the flesh, O Father God. Because we know, O Father God, that our weapons of warfare, O Father God, are not of the flesh, O Father God, but they have divine power, O Father God. And we thank you for that, O Father God, to destroy strongholds, O Father God, to destroy arguments, O Father God, and every lofty opinion that raises up, O Father God, against the knowledge of you, O Father God. And we, O Father God, going through our ear gate, O Father God, we take every thought captive, O Father God, that may try to mislead us, but we take it captive, O Father God, so that we may obey Christ, O Father God, and we being ready, O Father God, with his discernment and his power and his authority, we are ready to punish every disobedience, O Father God, when our obedience within us that you are corrected and perfected within us is complete. O Father God, we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God. Oh, we praise you and magnify you, O Father God, because you are awesome God, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for renewing us. We thank you for revitalizing us. We thank you for restoring us, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for the thing that you have done up in our lives, O Father God, according to your word. Oh, we thank you for your atoning power. We thank you for atonement, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, O Father God. We thank you for keeping us in the night hour, O Father God, as we sleep. We thank you, O Father God, for orchestrating, O Father God, everything within our lives, O Father God, in our wake state and even in our sleep state, O Father God. We thank you for protecting us and covering us with your word, O Father God. O Father God, we honor you and glorify you and magnify you, O Father God, oh, with all that is within us, O Father God. O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. O Father God, and in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we tear down every stronghold that have came against the members of the bodies of Christ, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes, O Father God, so that we may see, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for giving us a peace within our heart, O Father God, for the things that our mind and our eyes be behold. But we discern them, O Father God, with your word, O Father God, line upon line, precept upon precept, O Father God. And we thank you for that in this hour. We thank you for healing, O Father God, and restoration again in this hour, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for alerting us, O Father God, of the underhanded divisive attacks, O Father God, of the enemy, O Father God. Thank you for your discernment again, O Father God. So we are be ready, O Father God, to tear down every stronghold, O Father God, that you reveal us, O Father God, not just in us, but for the love that you have given us, O Father God. We explore that area, O Father God, and other people's lives too, O Father God. When people come into our presence, O Father God, and the love that you have given to us, like you have for us, O Father God, O Father God, that love, O Father God, that you have given us, O tear down, O Father God, those strongholds, O Father God, within our loved one lives and other people's lives and people's lives, O Father God, that we may meet, O Father God, through the course of a day, O Father God. O Father God, let your glory, O Father God, permeate from us, O Father God, and dominate, O Father God, that demonic spirit, O Father God, and the hidden things, O Father God, that is within them that is not of you, O Father God, with love, O Father God, would have his perfect work within us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you for what you're doing in this hour, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, O Father God, and bless you, O Father God, in all that we do, O Father God. And as your words say up in Philippians, O Father God, your word said whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent in those things, O Father God, which there are, O Father God, if there is anything worthy of praise, O Father God, O Father God, thank you for giving us the power, O Father God, to stay focused, O Father God, upon your word and our thoughts within. And you tell us to think upon those things, O Father God, that you have given us, and we know that it comes from you. And you alone, O Father God, without error, O Father God, line upon line, precept upon precept. And we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for your hedge of protection, O Father God, and your healing power going throughout the land. Shalom.
Is the Father not worthy? Hallelujah. Is he not worthy of all the glory? Is he not worthy to be magnified, lifted up, exalted? Is it not worthy to be bowed before? Is it not worthy to be talked about? His glorious works, all that he has done. Is he not worthy, even as the deer panted over the water brook? Hallelujah. So our soul shall pant and long for him. We exalt his name because surely he's glorious. Surely he's wonderful. Surely he is the lofty one. He is the one that we look into. It does not matter what things appear to be, but it does matter that he has created us beings of worship. So our very presence should personify who he is. Every single person is as a blade of grass. We hear, and then one day we're not. But then there are others that he has spoken that even upon his return that we would not see death, but that when the Lord himself shall split the sky, he still created us to do that which he has called and ordained for us to do. Manifest his glory wherever we go. For his word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It does not alter, nor does it change. It is the same. Our Father has said in his word, whose report shall we believe? And we should say, we believe your report. Because it is you, Father, who sent your son to become the ultimate sacrifice. And in being that sacrifice, you gave us the ability to stand. And then you specifically said, after we have done all, so we've not done all, we still stand. It does not matter what they
everything appeared to be. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because surely he is worthy. We still stand, hallelujah, worshiping the Father, magnifying the Father, adoring him, lifting up and extolling him. We still magnify him. Surely we will worship the Lord of glory. Surely we will magnify him. Surely we will exalt him. We will praise him. Hallelujah. Surely we will, because he placed inside of us to be in the image of who he is. And his image is his spirit, and his spirit is surely not like anything that the enemy will portray, but his image is just what it says, his image and his likeness. And he's given us that ability to walk in that place. So in that place, we choose to magnify him. We choose to glorify him. And as your word has stated, Lord, clearly, according to Psalms 149, as we praise you, as we glorify you, as we dance before you, your word will be coming out in our hands as a sword. It will be coming out of our mouth as a two-edged sword. And you're giving us the ability, oh, my Father, as we magnify you. You said we can chain the kings. What kings? The kings. The darkness, the principalities that were supposed to come, and unto that which the Father has said. But with the ability that the Father has placed within us to chain kings in, my Father, and you said to my course, and to place in fetters of iron their nobles, the ones that are underneath the kings. You have given us that ability, and we're not moved, nor are we altered by that which we see from the natural eyes. That is not who you created us. You made us in that place that we may walk in the earth doing that which you have assigned us to do. And therefore, we will continue to press. We will continue to stand. We will continue to go forth as you have called and ordained us to do. You're building, Lord God, and your desire is for those of the worst men, Lord God, because the footmen in this arena could not go in that place. But Father, we thank you. That we move outside of that. And therefore we stand just like the three Hebrew boys, and we letting that demonic king know. We letting you know, concerning the image of that beast. Which is against the kingdom of the living God. We letting you know, that we know that our Father is able to deliver. Do we not know that he's able not only to deliver, he's able to heal, that we're able to speak and decree a word, that we're able to send the word, that we're able to stand up for is he not the same Father? And we know that he's able because he did it with Abraham. Read the book of Joshua. It tells us that when they were going to cleanse him in the fire, he went willingly in the fire, just like he did with the Hebrew boys. I will go willingly in the fire. But we're letting you know, King, that our Father is able to deliver. He's able to bring forth our master. No, sort of like we not move by what we see. He's able to deliver. But even if he does not, we not go bow down to your image. I'm telling you that. I'm not so in this hour. Next on the case, we refuse to bow down. We will not alter that which the Lord our God, man, has placed in our heart. But we alter the kingdom of darkness. We send down fire from heaven. Father, we thank you. Not to the case, not to the back of that your fire from heaven goes at every wicked altar. It annihilates. It's not so not so many so not all Sunday. It annihilates every wicked altar. Every satanic word, every device, because we are not ignorant of any device. We're not shaken by that which the enemy attempts to do. No, we're not shaken by it. We continue to stand. We continue to tread. We continue to trample on the young lion and the dragon, the scorpions. We will tread upon the viper. We shake off in the fire. No, so many.
we will not be moved. He's the same Father. We will not be moved. He's the same Father. We will not be moved. Now, so that they can say, for my Father said, arise, and he said, shine, for thy light has come. What light? And the glory of the Lord has risen upon. It's the light of the gospel. It is the truth of mine. That's the path of all understanding. Now, so that in all of our ways, he said, acknowledge who? Acknowledge our Father. And that's what we choose to do. In this hour, we choose to lift him up and exalt him. I choose to lift him up, worship him, adore him, magnify him, extol him. I choose to lift him up. So when he said go into the enemy camp and take back that which he's stolen, yet we're going to put our high places and we're going to tear that devil's kingdom down. We're not moving in this hour. We're not deterred in this hour. No. So that they said, I'm about to the same Lord, the same God. No, so that they can't. Yeah, I'm about to make it take. Oh my, so they can some that women are Mary and Martha, mama, and mother said, show Lord, our brother, mama, for Sunday KK will be back up in that day. And he said, Father, thank you that you allowed his body to rot. No, so to be in that place, because they must know who I am. Will we not believe him? Will we not stand upon his word? If no matter what, we choose to glorify him. No, so name so name it not for the KK, not so tough. And we rebuke untimely. We say untimely death. We rebuke that ancient wonder. No, so name so name my course. We take the sword of the spirit against you. Not so that they can not. So the make me now. No, so that they can not. Mama called Sadabakata. Is that our further word? Not so that the same. Is he not the same? Was he not in the beginning with God? No, so that they can find out. Is he not? Now, Mama called the one according to Isaiah 53. A tender plant out of water, out of dry ground. Yes. In my soul, so thou art sustenance in himself. It's not that self-same sustenance in us. Hallelujah. That it will bring you out of dry ground as a tender platter. Because our righteousness is not of us. It is of the Lord. The mama soul. So our Father see us. He does not see. Not so that man. Hey, no, so no, so who we are in ourselves. But he sees a son. He sees a son. When we not, mama, so go into the place of darkness, will we not call down strongholds? Not so many. Will we not trample on the forces of darkness? Will we not rebuke the hand of Leviathan? Because it is our Lord, our Father, our Master, and Satan puts a hook and he pushes and annihilates that which is not of him. Will we not stand? Will we not stand? Will we rebuke the mouth of the enemy? We rebuke every ancient alliance force of darkness. We rebuke every ancient wonder. We go into the realm of the spirit while our Father has assigned us to be, and we deal with the birds of prey. Yes, we do. We deal with the satanic entities, the deities in the land. No, for the case, but not the same force. Your head off, we deal with that monster tebe e which deals in the air in the air monster tebe kenda no so name me ki te yala bakoto no so that will try to raise his head up a monster no in a mamoko so no and satanic instrument no in the air but we the monster maybe be ki so now monster tebe kete that will try to alter my life either lab work but I'm telling you in a name monster name me kete my Father said, whose report shall you believe? Not for the king of apostles. And he was referring to his people, and we choose to believe the report of the Lord. We choose to believe the report of the Lord. We will not move. But when our Father said, no, not so name. Did he not speak? Hallelujah. Concerning the loved one of the centurion soldier, understanding that the centurion soldier understood authority. Hallelujah. Therefore, we send the word that goes like the speed of light in the realm of the spirit into the places where the enemy thought, where the enemy thought we crushed and annihilate that of the forces of darkness in this hour, in the name of Yeshua, the lion wonders that come as the water deities, not for me, that sent out now a launching pad, but I'm telling you what, even in the water, the fire of the living God, just action. He showed them in our culture that we would understand in the natural, action may be seal that go in the water that cannot fire hot. That's fall in the water, the fire of the living God will go and surpass where there's water, where there's air on the land, the fire of the living God moves with his authority. Ha! Not for the naked, so not for the, we shut down the mouth of the enemy, not so we will glorify him, regardless, we will magnify him, regardless, we will exalt his name, regardless, we're not moved by you. Not always shaken from our side, never gave us a spirit of fear, but he said power is authority. He said, Lord, Michael, send me. That Lord, Michael, surpass our understanding. Do we not understand that Lord, Michael, would exalt the head? It will strengthen under good, but that same love will rebuke. That same love will, Michael, will move in his wrath, and even in his wrath, there's love, Michael. Because we don't want what the enemy has. Ha ha. My son is a shuna meke. Shuna fama. Shuna meke. Yes, we stand upon the word of the living God. Yeke suna. Whatever is not our father, we go straight at the jugular. We're not move, but we're tearing down that which the enemy will rise up. Yes, the meke. We're preparing for his return. The five wise virgins are understanding it, and say what they walked in and with, and not so we're moved, living on the inside, huh? We're not moved, we're not accepting anything that is not of our Father, not so we're snatching those from the clutches of darkness, not so pulling down the idols of Baal, not so pure, not so I don't care what your name is. You ancient wonder. I'm telling you, my Father is glorified. I'm telling you, he is magnified. To the all-wise God, we say be glory, honor, dominion, and power, both now and forever. We say go in the places that may also know. We send the word, whether it be in a hospital, whether it be in a jail cell, whether it be going for abounding drugs, alcohol, sex, lying, wonders, deception, we go into those regions. Not only do we expose it, because he said expose the fruitless works of darkness. Oh, yes, my Father said it, and we all stand in this hour, not only exposing it, but we pulling those who have been bound and trapped in the mind by the forces of darkness. The spirit of man and water, the word of God, I'm telling you, we're coming after you to annihilate you, to destroy your works. Now our Father gave us that authority, and sure we will move. Now we can take it. My Father, we don't come back with a wicked report talking about some giant. No, we take down that giant. Hallelujah. Yes, we magnify his name. Yes, we glorify him both now and forever. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up, and let your name be exalted. Father, we bless your name both now And we bless your name forever. Let your word, which comes in the volume of the book, and he said, even if it was to be revealed, not the whole world could contain that which is of our Lord. Hallelujah. So we bless you forever. Forever, 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 forever will I glorify the Lord God Almighty. The spirit of fear will not move by no spirit of fear, not move. Also, not move until you not move. So I told the Lord as he went into the wilderness after fasting 40 days and 40 nights when the enemy tempted him, and the last things was the world and the glory thereof, and the Lord built the enemy even in that. And they said, and he left him until another time. Oh, my Father. So we asking you, Father, prepare us, Father, another time. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this hour, glorify his name forever.
worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de devotion de amazekeya.
Take time and just say thank you. My God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say, come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh, Lord, we say, oh, we say, thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say, thank you.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time with the word of the Lord comes to mind. I'm the source, the Julie, prophet, teacher, the Ryan Master, and I welcome those of you from around the world.
Dr. Rasmus, we can't hear
you. One of you all joining us this day. And we do have praise, for those of you who have a taste before the Lord on today. And thank God for where the Spirit is and what the Spirit of the Lord God is. There is tremendous liberty in the freedom of God's word and keeping his word concerning the life of his people. And
Dr. Matthews, we can't hear you, sir. Dr. Matthews.
I want to engage your heart into something the Lord put in my spirit for his people. He's going to bless you on today. As we share the word of God with his people, those of you who are joining us, we have been teaching from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number, I'm correcting from this. Something from there earlier. But from the book of Daniel, we've been sharing the word of God from that place. sharing with the people of God. It has been a very, very powerful teaching. In this season of the Word of God and from the lives of so many God's people, that God's people really need to really understand what we're dealing with right now. At this critical time in the ministry, I'm telling you, this time is very important to many of us because we really need to understand as believers in the kingdom of God what the enemy is trying to do to many of us, what his plan is for many of our lives right now. And as a believer, knowing what the enemy trusts for our life is, we have to be prepared for everything that he's trying to do against the believer. Everything he's setting up against us and every trap that he's putting out right now against the believer. We have to be prepared, our mind have to be set on the things of the Lord so that when these things happen, we won't be lost or we won't be ignorant concerning the devices of what the enemy is trying to do. We won't be, and we won't be lost in our commitment and dedication to the things of the Lord God. So as believers, we want our heart to be prepared, and we want our mind to be set on the things of the Lord God. And those things happen, the enemy won't be able to fool you and trip them, what they call trip you up. You'll know what his plan and his scheme is and his strategy of what he's trying to do against the believers and God's people. And most of us, in the timing that we're in, the enemy is trying to pull out every stop against what God is doing for us, in us and through us. Many of you can see the demonic traps that are being set and the plan of the enemy against the men and women of God. So you have to stay strong in God. You have to stay in that place of the Lord and don't give the enemy any room to maneuver, deceive, or manipulate you from that place of God, God's will for your life and the plan that he has strategically for us as believers and as a woman of God was praying and a man of God was praying. Your prayers are so on target. I'm telling you, the prayer words have been so on target concerning these things. And I'm like, Lord, they're on the target. They're hitting the blueprint of what's going on now. They're hitting exactly the detail what's happening. And I thank God for when you have people that are in that prophetic vein where you are at and they're speaking the same languages and they're talking from the
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
Life. Amen. God bless the people of God once again. Thank you for joining me. I'm having some technical difficulties on my end as well as trying to do my live Facebook Live. But we're going to get this thing together. Once we get the proper people in place, we're going to bring it on in. But bless the Lord for you. I don't know what you all missed and what was said, but thank you, Administrator Brian. I thank the people of God. We're trying to do the live at the same time. But we bless the Lord for those of you who are following us and connecting with us on today. The enemy is always busy on my end, certainly, doing ministry, especially when you're doing it on a Sunday morning. And we know that the information that we're releasing is very important information, and it's life-changing for God's people. You know the warfare is going to be great. It's going to be great. And as I shared with some people some time ago, anytime you're doing this, the type of work we're doing, and it's a battle, it's a fight, and but we have the power and ability to make it happen and bring it alive to God's people. Amen. But the Lord dropped something in my spirit on this morning, and I'm probably going to have to share a little bit on my a little bit here on the blog side, and then I have to use my phone to do the Facebook Live for those who will follow me via the Facebook on the social media until I absolutely align myself and disconnect with the system we have at our church, because we have two different systems that are in operation, but they all use that one frequency. Yeah, so it's connecting, but connecting us all. All right, well, I bless the Lord for you. The Lord has been dealing with me this week with tell the people, be aware of the spirit of the juggler, the spirit of the juggler, the spirit of the juggler. This is a strong spirit in the land. It didn't start today. It's been going on a long time, but the spirit of the juggler. And for some of you who understand what a juggler is and what the role of a juggler is, I want to let you know. A juggler is one that's an entertainer who continually toss into the air and catch a number of objects so as to keep at least one of them in the air while handling the other. They're juggling. There's a spirit that's juggling God's people around, the spirit of the juggler. And this spirit is moving very, very intensely against God's people. It's a spirit that's juggling many of you all around, the spirit of the juggler. Let me say that again. That spirit is an entertaining spirit that continually talks. You ever see the juggler? He tosses into the air and catch a number of objects. He can do balls. He can do pins. Can do some of them do saws, but they juggling the people as to keep itself balanced. But they juggling the folks around. You know how those balls go in a circle, continue continue to move and people to watch it in amazement, but entertaining the people. And that's what demonic forces is doing. It's juggling the people. It's entertaining the people, tossing them around, having them going one way and another way. We got folks' lives are in a triangle of a juggling. The enemy is juggling many people around, causing them to be so unstable, so inconsistent, so out of order. You can even get message from people. You can look at their message. It's all about the juggling spirit. They one day one message, the next day they another message, the next day they another way, the next day. And most people now, you don't have to even do it the next day. It's based upon their mood. It's based upon the way they act. And actually, most of it is based upon the response of that day, how they feel or what happened in their way or what they created in their mind. So based upon what people create in their mind, they juggle that day. Based upon that, if they get, it's an old saying, if you get up on the wrong side of the bed, that will be your day. Well, most people don't have to get up on the wrong side of the bed. It's what they got in the bed with that night and what they created in their mind. So they carry that spirit, and it's juggling. And the devil is juggling many people around in this season. In this hour, he's juggling your life. He have you one way one moment, one way another moment, one way another day, one way another hour. The spirit of the juggler, you have to take authority over that demonic force entertaining you but juggling your life. You are so unbalanced. Jugglers operate through family members, loved ones. Jugglers operate through past relationships. You don't know who people are. They come to you with a spirit of a juggler on them. And the spirit of the juggler, this is what the spirit of the juggler do. They come before you while they're tossing back and forth. And you can look at the juggling spirit in there. And what it do behind the scene to captivate you, what they do behind the scene is they captivate you while they're juggling in your mind. So they're giving you a conversation. They're saying things to you. They're telling you one thing. But behind it, they're juggling your mind. So when you leave them, they left something in your spirit to entertain you, and you don't even know where you are because they got your mind by juggling you. Oh, I'm gonna teach this today. We got a lot of jugglers. We got people that are juggling. You know why? Because what they do is their job and assignment is to go around entertaining you continually by tossing your mind. And most jugglers, Administrator Brian and Evangelist Foster and Elder Foster, here's what happened. What a juggler do is a juggler deal with people who want to be entertained. So the juggler job is to keep you entertained with its net. So when it starts juggling the ball, it goes up. You'd be like, wow. And then it creates from that juggling place an illusion. Wow, look at how they're doing that. Look at how consistent they are in what they do. But once they're done with the mask on and they're juggling the balls and they're juggling the pins that they use, the bowling pins, and they juggling, tennis balls, they have you in. And so when they leave, you sitting there like, man. And here's what some people do. I wish I knew how to do that juggling. See that? And I wish I knew how to do the way they did it. And they lure you into the trap, and they juggle you around. And once they have you juggling around, everything that was consistent in your life is out of order. We have a lot of people, and that's why as leaders and men and women of God, we have to be very careful of people that visit you with a juggling spirit. You got to be careful of people who come into your presence with a juggling spirit to entertain you, to throw you off, to get your attention. Do you know you got people that will juggle you under the spirit of emotionalism? When they have problems, they will juggle you. They would come in. Oh, you know what? And you fall for it. You sit there. Really? Yeah. and they're juggling you. And you know they did it before. And you know it came again. And you know it constantly is a process of how that spirit juggles you, the juggling spirit. The TV world have juggled the mind of many of the believers. Everything they tell you, they can tell you, they can give you the narrative, and you know it's a lie. And then they can come back and juggle the people again. Why? Because the word of the Lord God talks about what the enemy does, that delusion spirit, illusion, that the enemy does to many people. There's a spirit that is juggling the lives of so many people. And they're juggling you around, the juggler. That thing is juggling you around. And the best jugglers know how to take you and juggle up high. So what they can do is they can literally take the pins and throw them up so many feet high. And what they do is they throw you off. See, those are the jugglers who throws you totally off of your vision, totally off of your purpose, totally off of your day, because they juggle you out. They know how to throw it up high, and they know how to grab it behind their back and keep flipping. What they do, they go to your background. You catch that one. Because they're juggling you. They always, forever, you're forever caught up in the web of the juggler and the traps of the juggler, because the juggler knows how to keep you off balance all the time. And especially if you are gifted and you're anointed. Because most anointed people, they come after you. The gifted people, they train you. Preach, Matthew. See, the gifted people, they continue to train you. The anointed people, they come after. Write that down. See, the gifted people, they come. They train you. The anointed people, they come after you. Because when you're anointed and you know you're going somewhere, they're moving in the spirit. So what they do, they try to juggle you. They try to tap into the spiritual dimension for which you're in. Now, the gifted people, all they do is they train you. They train you how to stay in the place you're at. Because your gift is entertainment. So what they do is they teach you how to keep the ball rolling. They teach you how to keep your mask on. They teach you how to say, now you throw it up higher. You go into the high. Now let me teach you how to go behind the back and pull them from the backside. Let me show you how to open your legs and throw it between your legs, the juggling spirit. See, the anointed people who are anointed, what their job is to throw you off. Their job is to throw you off. Because, see, what they do is the anointed people, they try to catch you at a vulnerable time. And say, okay, let me jump in on him because she or he is vulnerable. We know he's anointed. Let me get in his ear or her ear because they're vulnerable. Let me juggle them. And then before you know it, you'll fall into the web of the juggler. And the juggler would have you and entertain you. See, an entertainer who continuously tosses into the air and catch a number of objects so as to keep at least one in the air while the handling the others. The circus spirit to keep you going in a circle, a circus spirit. And you're laughing. And then once the juggler is done, he grabs each and every one of the items and holds it in his hand. And then guess what you do? You start clapping at his entertainment. And the people clap. Oh, they clap. Wow. Did you see that? Yeah. Ooh, that was amazing. Wow. I wish I could do that. Man, look how they were so caught. And the powerful thing about a juggler, they'll say that, man, they were so in tune. Ooh, look at that. That juggler is in tune to his deception. That juggler is perfect at his perception to talk. The juggler is in tune to how he want to get your mind thrown off. The juggler knows everything about his project. He juggles. wearing his mask on with all the makeup on and the smile, and he lured you in, the spirit of the juggler. Many of you have to be very careful, especially in this month, where you know that strong demonic forces at its highest level, that demonic spirit is juggling God's people. They're wondering where they at, where they're going, who they are. Man, I'll be before you long, but let me tell you something about the juggler, this juggling spirit. This juggling spirit, once it get into the mind of a person, people of God, when that juggler gets in your mind, that juggler start creating mental trauma, mental pain in the mind. Because what he does is he pulls you into the web of his deception and spirit and go inside and drive in on you, the man, you, the woman, that juggler spirit. It goes in on you. And I'm going to tell you, when that juggler starts working and it leaves an imprint on your thoughts. It leaves an imprint. And you're trying to figure out, man, why do I feel like I'm feeling? Because he juggled you around. He brought all of that drama to you. They changed your view of ministry. They changed how you see things. And then one of the things about the juggler also is that the juggler spirit will have you telling everybody else about the juggler, and they should have been just like the juggler. That's the spirit. Because they moved around. They move. Now, they only being entertained by the juggler. The gifted people that are being trained by the juggler. The anointed people that's being thrown off by the juggler. Because you know that juggler, he wears that almost like that Joker's outfit. And his job is to keep you off balance. And that thing get in your mind. And many of you walking around with a juggler in your mind. You don't know, well, should I do this today? And then by the time you talk about, oh, well, let me change around and do this. Then you said, well, I want to see what the prophet is saying today. Let me see what Facebook is saying today. Let me see what TikTok is saying today. Instagram is saying today. Clubhouse is saying. And I'm gonna follow. I'm gonna juggle what they say. Oh, and then I'm running with it, because we're being juggled by those spirits. So by the end of the day, you done been juggled around it. Nothing you accomplished that you were supposed to accomplish. Nothing you did that you were supposed to do. Nothing that you was set in motion to complete, because you were juggled around. The spirit of the juggler. So when truth shows up, you've been juggled around so long that the truth has no power, because you've been all over the place. You ever talk to somebody and you see them in a conversation, you say, well, hold on, you all over the place. Hold on, you all, come on, come down, hold on, you all over the place. When they all over, you be like, man, they were all over the place. Then they leave the office, and your office, or you walk away, and you be sitting out like, man, they were all over. They don't even know what they're saying. And then if you ask a person, they'll be saying, well, I just wanted to say this. Let me move here to this. And then move here. You'd be like, wow, it's confusion. The juggler leave you confused, the juggling spirit. And many people are following that type of spirit. You ever see somebody give you a word, but they ain't going to follow it? Because they juggled you around and they sold you a word, or they gave you something that somebody else said, juggler. All of those things. Yeah. And all of those spirits throwing you off. Look at the people that thrown off. Look at the juggler of 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. Right now in 2022, the juggler spirit is still on a lot of people. Everywhere they go, the juggler spirit is on them. Look what they told you. If you take the shot, you won't never get coronavirus. That's what they told you. Look what the juggler did. People that got corona 5 or 6 times. The juggling spirit. They told you, if you put on your mask, it will help you. And that's what the juggler does. He put makeup all over their face, and they juggle you around. Now, the truth is coming out about the juggler. So the juggler did what now? The juggler called it a monkey disease. Yeah. See, now you're dealing with the monkey juggler. You don't know what else is going to come behind that one. I believe it's another one they just said came out too. Isn't it interesting how powerful, and if you're a prophetic person in the kingdom of God, look at how the enemy is utilizing the animal kingdom and animal kingdom terminology on us. You have a monkey virus. Look at that. You have a snake virus, a python virus. You see how... And if you don't have a prophetic person to open it up, you'll be speaking to those things over your life. You can have that animal kingdom spirit. You'll bring it in your house. Be careful. Such and such got the monkey virus. Now you got your house, everybody acting like a monkey in the house. The spirit of the enemy, juggling folks around, catching them up in the web, ooh, being entertained. The spirit of the juggler came into many churches, juggled the churches around, split the people, divided them. I told you the gifted people are trained to juggle. The anointed people, they throw you off to pull you into that web, to try to trap you in the web. That juggling spirit of the enemy is doing everything in its power, in its ability. And some people don't even know they're being juggled around until it's almost too late. They find out, man, how did I get caught up in this? Man, wow. Now you're in the web. And guess what? The juggler is gone. They done already clowned in the circus. They done already entertained you and drew you in. That's the spirit of a juggler in the world, in the land. And it's doing what it's known to do. It's doing what it's assigned to do against you. And it doesn't stop. It's plan and its web of attack against the people of God. Because they know what he's doing. His job is to keep you up. Yeah. That juggling spirit. You don't even know. Now some of you said, man, this makes sense, Prophet Matthew. I can see why everything is happening the way it is. Yeah. It's a web of these demonic forces. Keep throwing that ball up. Keeping one in his hand, the next one get in his hand. Handling you. Handling and taking you around in a circle. The hand of the juggler over God's people. And so many people, I told you, there's something coming in the land. Something is transpiring in the land. Be very careful of the juggler. Some of you are in the right. Some of you just... Now you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with this juggling spirit. It has you. Release yourself. Break loose of it. Man, this thing had me. I'm not even around the juggler no more. You better say, man, this thing had me. I'm at home. Wow. All day. Think about what the juggler said to you. You got your spirit. Man, how did I bring this to my house? I'm supposed to be enjoying my weekend. And I'm supposed to be excited about what I'm doing. and it just stood and juggled you around. Then pulled you into the web and have you all in all different directions. Don't know where to go, which way to move, which area to move in. The juggler got you. Man, he got me today. Yes, he did. All weekend. He can't even rest because the juggler, that spirit, opened up a web. Because it's the enemy. That's his job. To keep you off balance. He's balanced, but you off balance. And when he's done juggling, he's now back off balance because he entertained you, got in your ear, entertaining to throw you off. They entertain you to throw you off. Man. Pretending to have a perfect odor. And all the jugglers, they do what they do perfectly. They make sure that one ball is up, another ball is in, and they keep rotating. It's a rotation of a spirit rotating over many people's lives. And you as the believer must not give that spirit power and authority over your destiny, over your life, over your vision, over what God is doing. Because they'll forever keep you off balance, forever keep you going on a roller coaster ride, up and down, in and out. Forever keep you unbalanced and thrown off because of its assignment and because of what it's set up to do to you. The spirit of a juggler, it's taking out a lot of people, destroying a lot of people, and they don't even know what to do because of its spirit. You as the believer, don't let the enemy juggle you around. Don't keep letting them juggle you around. You take a hold of that demonic force. You take authority. You hold on to the things of the Lord God. You stay in that place where God's will shall be done in your life. Don't give that spirit that power to keep juggling you around. You can't give it power. Because the juggler, his job is to entertain, to throw you off, to confuse you, and he practiced. What did he do? Oh yeah, they practice. They work hard to do what they do and to get you into that trap and into that well. And once you're in there, the juggler can do anything he wants to because he lured you in. You be careful. Thanks to God. Be very careful what that enemy does to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Be careful of that spirit. All right. Be careful. All right. Thanks to God. Don't forget to join us today at 11 a.m. for our worship experience at 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We're going to be doing it live there. We'll be doing our Facebook Live there. Now, most of you, because we're changing a lot of things on our live, because we're not doing it from the system we did it from previously. So when we come on live, you can share it with others. Usually when I operated it, we have to show them how they can share it, pin it, and share it with others so that others can be blessed by it. By the time it gets on my page, because it's Leron Matthews, it's a Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page that it's on, but it comes to my page as well so that you can watch it and share it. Our covenant partners, Virtue members, A lot of people get it later on, or they don't get once they're on there, they don't get it like you used to do with the phone, because it would come straight to my page, Lauren Matthews Ministry. So the people who will watch it, they can share with others, and then we can share from our page with Lauren Matthews Ministry. Once they hit the record and it plays, they don't share it. We don't share it with everybody or pin it and share it with everybody. So when we go live, if you would, go ahead and share with others so that they can be blessed by the broadcast as well, and they can leave comments on it as well of how the show has blessed them. We're doing some things in the season that God has blessed us to do, so we want you to be connected with us as well as we're blessing the kingdom of God and God's people. Amen. So share with others when we go on live so other people can be blessed by it as well. Our Facebook Live, the ministry page. So what you do is go to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page. There's another page up there that we haven't deleted it yet. But go on the page where you actually see the picture, my picture there, and be blessed. And then when we do drive-by with the prophet, then you can watch it from my regular page and be blessed by the word of the Lord God. All right, we're getting ready for our Family Value Conference 2022. That's October the 28th, 29th, and the 30th, and my birthday celebration that weekend as well. So we're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord with great men and women of God and kingdom leaders from around the United States to be with us for our Family Value, our 11th year Family Value Conference 2022. So everything is solidified. We have everything in place. So we're looking forward to, and you'll have the flyer out and all of the announcements out. So Friday night speaker, Saturday morning workshop, Saturday night speaker, and Sunday morning service. We're looking forward to meeting you and you being there with us for that. Monday is officially will be the official day of my birthday that day. So we're looking to see many of you there for our Family Value, 11th Year Family Value Conference 2022. So I thank God for you, and those who are connected with us and being part of what the Lord is doing. So we thank God for the things of God. Pray for us as we're trying to set everything up, the systems up, and get everything in place, put everything in place so that things can be in order for our lives, when we're doing our lives and sharing the word of God with the people of God around the United States and around the world. So, we know that there's so much is happening. So many things are coming at us. But thanks to God, you stay encouraged and you stay focused on the things of the Lord. That's what's important to you all, to us right now, is that the believers in this season that we're in, that we have to rest ourselves. The climate is changing. The precipitation is changing. And we have to really rest so for the long haul so that we can continue to do what is deemed necessary in the kingdom of God and the things of the Lord God. So you all continue to be strong in the Lord and in the things of the Lord in this season as believers and saints of God. So be very careful of all that's been release to you. A lot of stuff, we don't need this in our spirit. Most of the world is coming through this strong 2020 year and 21 year and coming into 2022. there's still a major attack. But people of God, the attack that most of us are faced with is the attack of an immoral system in place. The Word of God always talks about righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is always a reproach to many people. When the righteous is in rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. And if you're looking at the world right now, we're watching wickedness in place. People are mourning. The climate is sin. That's what that's going on. The more we stand back and watch what is going on in the world, we're watching demonic forces. America and around the world is in trouble. But I can certainly, as a citizen of this United States, can tell you America is in trouble. We say God bless America. No, America must turn around and obey God. It's time for the people and leadership in America to turn from the wicked ways and come back to the things of the Lord. It's time for the religious people who only do a ministry for the rituals of it, and doing it for the entertainment of it, and doing it for the profiteering of it, and doing it to exalt themselves, to get back into the light. It's those who are in it, who've been in it for years, who are tired now and getting in the way of other people because they want to do it their old way and have not let go. It's time for you all to sit down. Or get out the way. And for those who are in it for the purpose of the kingdom of God, who are operating in the kingdom of God with authenticity, you're going to be exalted. Because you're going to always have, see, authentic people. When you look at authentic or authenticity or something, it's origin. And people want authentic ministry. Authentic ministry don't fit into those other categories that I mentioned. It's separated because they know where they came from and they're not afraid to share. They know where they're going because they know that Jesus died for where they're testifying about, so they overcome it. They're able to break down the word with authenticity and be authentic about the things of God. And they're real, and it displays in their life. Authentic ministry. Authentic people. What you see is what you get from me. I tell people all the time. There are certain things that are prophetic in who I am. Vessel of the kingdom of God. So you receive the authenticity of it. What you hear is the juggler. What you see, it's a person that can juggle all things when it comes. Because in ministry, to do what we do in ministry, everybody can't do what we do in ministry. Because they don't have the power, stamina, the strength, and the ability to do this. Especially without throwing in the towel, quitting, belly out. authentic ministry know how to go through the transition, like the eagle going to the storm, chickens running to the chicken, they run into the barn to hide so they won't get wet. An eagle soars. And when you're soaring into the storm, you're going into the eye of a matter. But you're dealing with the eye of a matter. Because the I am and the I am can deal with the eye of the matter. And the power of the presence of God is so great when you're soaring and moving in the things of the kingdom of God for your life. That's why authentic people are survivors. They can survive. See, when the rules change, because you know most people that listening to the scripture, when it says, obey them that have rule over you, and they attach it to the United States government, and then they tell you to obey the government, who then revolt against the things of the Lord God, and who is not following anything of the law of the land, who's not changing the Constitution that says you are half of a man, a human man, and they haven't changed that in the Constitution. See, you have to understand what that scripture is saying when certain leaders sell you deception from that pulpit of the Bible. Well, the Word of God said, obey them that have rule over you. Who is ruling over you? Because there's a kingdom of darkness and there's a kingdom of light. See the juggler? See how that works? You have to follow the, yes. But if you don't understand the Bible and you don't understand the laws that give you the right as a person, you'll follow anything. You're being juggled around. That's why the systems of the church world is you have so much deception in the churches and jugglers, because see what the juggler do is train gifted people. What they do is try to throw off anointed people. We change some of the rules of the ministry. And so changing the rules of our ministry is to benefit those who are in the body. So when the new people come and the old people see it, it's not the way they used to seeing things. So you have to come into the order of the things of God and the plan of God. Because the body of Christ must be able to get things in order in the body. And for most of us who are believers in the church world, we attack each other on the principle of looking at what we're doing and what we overcame and what we have made it through. And we're using against those who are immature, who have not overcame an issue yet. They're developing and we're growing. So everybody in the body of Christ has to come to a level of maturity. That's what Ephesians 6 and 5. 6 and 4 talks about, Ephesians 4 and 11 talks about correction. Because 6 and 1 is a different one. Paul, Ephesians, that's a different verse. But to understand, we all must be able to graduate into a level of maturity. And we don't have to take each other out. We can build from that place and strengthen from that place. And then not create illusion. Because one of the things about many people, believe me, they're operating in a strong delusion. I'm telling you, it's a lot of people operate in a delusion. A strong delusion. And the Word of God said he'd turn them over to a strong delusion that they will believe a lie than the truth. Somebody create, well, they don't like me. Well, they don't know you. Well, I know how they don't like me. Ma'am, they don't know you. But I know God showed me that. God didn't show you that. You're under a delusion. See, you got a lot of people that they because of what's in their life and they haven't been truly delivered, it's easy to put other people that don't even know you in that category. So you have to examine yourself. We have a lot of people who have not examined themselves. It's when you really examine yourself, you're able to operate in a different mindset. Because you have to examine yourself. Because that reject button don't come on all the time when you haven't examined yourself. When you examine yourself, you won't have to worry about the rejection. Because it's not reject. It's what's inside of you that's been rejected from childhood, rejected from growing up, rejected in your life. Well, I've always been rejected. Well, ask yourself the question. Turn the reject button off. So anything that comes from the Lord, it's hard to accept. We got to turn off reject button in our life. What rejected you? What in the womb rejected you? What are you carrying that rejected you? What in your life that you felt rejected? And some things, I wouldn't necessarily say rejection. When we open up the door to certain things and we know it's not good, but when it's not in our favor, then it becomes rejection. When God really is trying to bring us out of some stuff. That's the power. You got to remember, the enemy, his arsenal. He used all of the arsenal. He don't use some. He used every part of his arsenal to lure you in. And the spirit of deception through that juggler is in high demand. It's in high demand. Oh, you got some fear that I high demand. What do you mean high demand? When you empty of the word of God, you look for something. You're in high demand. Lord, let me see what I can get from here. You got people that'll run from one place to another. They're gonna never be balanced. They're gonna never be balanced. They run into fan balance and they bring unbalanced stuff with them. One place to another. Okay, Holy Ghost, where should I go on this Sunday? Go here. Okay, well, the Holy Ghost sent me here. Okay, when are you going to sit out and get some balance? When are you going to get yourself just stable? That ain't the Holy Ghost. You're unbalanced. We got a lot of unbalanced people blaming God. No, get balanced. Don't blame God for your unbalance. You have to get balanced. We have a lot of people that are unbalanced. You're being juggled. You have to get balanced. And there are some people who will never get balanced because they've been so wounded in their walk. They're out of balance. A lot of people are out of balance. And then when they see people that are in balance, they think they're out of balance. Well, they don't. Well, they ain't. Do they look out of balance? They're out of balance. Well, they look just as stable as I don't know what. You're the one unstable. Isn't it interesting? Unstable people can tell everybody else about being unstable, and they're unstable because they don't look at themselves. They didn't even examine themselves. They're unstable. So everybody else is unstable, tossing here and there, in and out, up and down, where to go, what to do. Unstable, one way or another. That's what you call out of balance, unstable. Just been unstable. The juggler got you juggling around in your walk. All right. Bless the Lord. Administrator Rita Bryant, bless you on today, woman of God. Any announcements over there this morning?
God bless Pastor Matthews, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Just the hotel information for the conference and the birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews. The hotel is the Holiday Inn Express in Crestwood, Illinois. That's 3330 Cicero Avenue in Crestwood, Illinois. And the phone number is 708-597-3330. Again, 708-597-3330. You can ask for the FAM block. That's for the Family Values Conference. The rooms are $129 plus tax, and the deadline to reserve your room is October the 17th. For more information on any of these announcements, you can please give us a call at 877-912-2027. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
bless you, Administrator Rita Bryant, and we finalized all of our speakers. Thank you so much, team. Elder Hunter, thank you, Administrator Bryant, and thank you, God. We bless the Lord for you all, those who are working hard to make things happen. On to that. Those who have been praying for my mom, thank you so much. She's doing very well. Just having a few other little issues going on within her, but thank you for who've been really praying for her. It's been a journey, but she's made it through that phase, that phase. So we praying for her. Keep her in your prayers as we continue to pray for you, your family, your loved ones, and keep us in your prayers on today. Thank God. All right, if you want a copy of the Word of God that was shared today, I'm telling you, thank you, God. Don't be juggled by the enemy. I think it has you tossing here and there, up and down, in and out. You'll be everywhere, and you won't go nowhere. You'll be everywhere, not going nowhere by that spirit. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews. blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews. It's available to you, and it's entirely over there. You can get it. It's available for you and you on today. All righty. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can do that as well. We certainly thank God for your seed in advance. You can do it by just going to Cash App at @RFPIM. Cash App @RFPIM. And be a blessing. You can do it via Zelle. Zelle is We Restore You. That's the letter U in the alphabet. @yahoo.com. We Restore You @yahoo.com. Or go to our website and We Restore You, the letter U, .org. That's We Restore You, the letter U, .org. And be a blessing as well over there. We thank God for the things of God on today. If you're mailing it in, you can mail it to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, 60426. 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, 60426. We bless you in advance for everything you do and everything you have done for the ministry and your commitment and dedication to our local congregation. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to be able to pastor God's people, and you all make it easy for me. I thank you all so much for the awesome hospitality team, praise and worship team, youth ministry, leadership ministry, men's ministry, women's ministry. I bless the Lord for you all today. Thank you for all the hard work you do to continue to keep the pilot moving in the direction of which we are going in. And to our team there, bless the Lord for you and you on today. We're looking forward to a powerful time for our Family Value Conference 2022. Our covenant partners, our virtue members, and our partners to the ministry. Thank you so much for all that you do to connect with us. We didn't do the live today. I have to solidify that again so that when we do it live, I won't have any other problems with any of our technology that we're operating in and with. But certainly we'll be live today on our in our services. Then tonight, say tonight, somebody. Tonight, I will come back, and what I will administer this morning, I'll share with the people of God. This evening, tonight, later this evening, tonight, I will minister word from the Lord. So you can prepare yourself this evening. Just call it a prophetic time with the prophet this evening to bless God's people. All right, say to God, I thank you on today. The book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her, is completely done. We're just taking care of what's necessary to put in each, finalizing some things so the book shall be out soon. We thank God for those who part of it. We thank you in advance for everything you've done. And certainly, there's another book coming after that one, too. We want to try to have at least those two done by the end of 2022 going into 2023. I appreciate the men and women of God and your sacrifice. Today is going to be a powerful service today. God is really giving me something for his people. It's always a powerful service, but sometimes God takes you into a certain place to bless God's people. If you haven't purchased the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, you can do that. It's available to you all. Some people have not had a chance to purchase the book, so get it. It's available to you. As we travel, it'll be available. The encounter with Wisdom and Secret Earth will be available very soon for your liking. I'm going to end on this. Thanks to God, in this window that we're in right now, keep your eyes in view of our incoming president. Keep your eye in view of our present president. Keep your eye on him. Pray for him. Pray for the president. Pray for our former president. Something that's getting ready to come about. There's a turn of events. And it's going to be sooner than you think. The Vatican is under watch. Keep your eye on the political system now. There's something that's going to happen suddenly. Now listen to this. It's going to happen suddenly. And when I say this, once it happens, it's going to be a window of almost, and listen to this prophetic word. This is a prophetic word. And the window of when it happens. In a 90-day period from the window of when it happened, it's like going to be like 3 months. It's going to be an acceleration of so many other things that's going to happen. So whatever happened in the White House or in this timing, it's going to accelerate. So I'm going to put it like this. You're going to see a rippling effect of everything from that to the vice president, to speaker. It's going to be a rippling effect. It's going to be like a rippling. And so many of us who are prophetic people, you're picking up a rhythmic movement right now. It's like the earth. This is to give you an example. It's like the earth, the magnet of the earth is opening. That's what we're going to share with our people today on our live. Because the anticipation, like the earth is moving. And what you're seeing is a heavy, heavy trafficking. It's a heavy traffic. And so most of us, you really have to rest for this one. You have to rest your mind, your body, your spirit right now. You have to rest. When I mention the juggler, it's because of these spirits. Once all of this happens, you're going to see literally a chaotic move. Now, so everybody can understand that, it will never be a one world order. It's never going to happen. God will never let it happen. If you read the Word of God from the book of Genesis chapter number 11, God will literally destroy a country before he allowed the enemy to bring anything. So don't be moved by this one world order that people are telling, the one world order. Because if you look at the world right now, there's no Queen Elizabeth, there's no husband, there will soon be two more people leaving here that are critical to this system of the last, I will put it like that, the last 100 years. And what the intent of it will be cataclysmic. See, the war in Ukraine is no longer the war, Ukraine war. It's the United States in Russia. That's what you're dealing with right now. That's the war. It ain't Ukraine. It's the United States and Russia. And the events that I hear are in the showdown position. And while the church world are going back to its same way, because that's all they're doing, every church is going back to the exact same way. There's nothing changed about what they're doing. Everybody's going back to the same way. It's the same thing. They said they came. They said we changed. We're doing the things differently. It won't be the same. No. The world will never be the same. The religious system always remains the same. If you study religion, only thing different about religion is the person who takes the power. That same system of Nimrod from the Catholic Church have never changed. They don't change. It just changed. You have a pope that's still alive. That's a sitting pope. He's still alive. Then you have an old pope who they had to put away because he dealt with dementia. He can't. Alzheimer's. Then you have a world before the Lord. Let something come become one world. A country of Pompeii where they live. So don't focus on this one world thing that they're trying to do, because it will never exist, even in the narrative. If you see the cataclysmic events, every time they try to do something, look what God does. He jumps into it. No matter what the Gates syndrome is, Fauci system is, some of the other political genre is, people that are believers, we're going to be shaken, not sifted. We're going to be shaken. And those who are sitting back waiting for the sky to open up and the Lord to come down, you're going to be right here. You're right here in the midst of that. You're watching. We're watching for Armageddon. You're in Armageddon. We're watching for what the other one that they call. You're right here. You're in the event. You're in it. You're watching it. And it's the men and women of God and the angelic enforcement that are fighting and keeping us in balance. It's nothing else. The earth, and they already spoke about it, it's the balance of it. It's only the illusion of the enemy that's creating what we're seeing. Now, so they couldn't do what they can do with the virus. They're putting it in your drinks, your food, your substance, and everything up. Human lives are at stake. The genocide system, that ain't nothing new here. That's what God always have people that remain as a remnant of people. But what you see today, you won't see tomorrow, because things are changing. Now, the religious system, it remains the same, because church world don't know how to change their posture. They don't. Because once they get set in their ways, they're not going to change, because they're used to the same thing. And then you have what we call covet. That's what Achan did. He covet and brought stuff in. He saw what other people had. Let me take that. He covet. So you got to be careful who covet stuff and bring it into you and bring you cursed stuff, because they took it from somebody else. Like most people would say, well, I didn't do that at the other ministry. Okay, well, praise God. Why are you here? Oh, well, the Lord sent me here. Okay, so you got to follow what we're doing here, because we don't do what they do over there. We love God's people. We're not going to change. But you're open. When you're a ministry that's open, see, I'm open to the move of God at any time. You got to be open. You got to be open to move with God, not the stuff that people call a move of God that's out of order. We don't do that, because God is a gentleman. He's always in order. He's a gentleman. what we've used to doing from what we call Pentecostalism and movement is a lot of stuff has been out of order. So people have to be retrained, but they don't want to be retrained.
Right.
Yeah. Because they're used to doing what they do because it's comfortable for them. So we alignment is important for the body and the belief. Amen. All right. Thank you, God. Stay in the place of the Lord. Continue to follow what God has given you. We'll look forward to seeing you all at 11 o'clock at our Sanctuary 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Thank you, God, Pastor. See you there. Bless you all today, men and women of God. Stay strong in the Lord. I'll continue prayers before the men and women of God all around the world. Great things are in alignment for those. Watch those areas. Keep your eyes fixed on them. Things are coming quicker than you think. It's going to accelerate and it's going to suddenly open up. Bless you on today. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless everybody.
gonna make.